Global Warming and the EPA. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Somewhere between 97% and 99.9% of actively publishing climate scientists agree that climate change is happening and is primarily caused by human activities. However, while science is based on observations and evidence, politics is not. The Environmental Protection Agency is supposed to exist to protect human health and the environment by creating and enforcing regulations for clean air, safe water, and safe land, while also managing pollution, cleaning up hazard sites, and promoting sustainable development. The EPA has the responsibility to safeguard the public from environmental hazards like contaminated water, air pollution, and harmful chemicals. If one now looks at the website of the EPA, there is no longer any mention of how humans are driving global warming. Previously, the website explored the role of greenhouse gases in trapping heat, explaining how humans are the dominant cause of recent warming. Now, the EPA website focuses on such factors as volcanic eruptions, variations in solar output, and changes in the orbit of the Earth. Thus, the EPA website is now completely out of sync with all available evidence demonstrating overwhelming human influence on contemporary warming trends. An EPA spokesman explained the changes to the website as part of routine editing and added that the agency no longer takes marching orders from the climate cult. It is clear that the EPA takes its marching orders from an entirely different source. For more information on this and other environmental news, visit WAMCpodcasts.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime, anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts.